And finally, it's our occasional series we call In Your Ear. That's where we ask some of our guests what they're listening to that rocks their world, what helps them when they first wake up or when they want to wind down. Today, we hear from long-distance swimmer Diana Nyad. We spoke with her a while back about her plan to swim 103 miles from Cuba to Florida at the age of 61. She tried it before, but the waves and weather were just too much. When she turned 60, she decided to try again, and she trained sometimes for 20, even 24 hours at a time. How does she keep going? The music in her ear and the music in her head.
I'm Diana Nyad, and I'm training for a possibly impossible swim from Cuba to Florida. And I'd say the Beatles are my favorite. All those beautiful voices and harmonies. When I hear the Beatles, here comes the sun. It almost makes me smile, literally smile as I'm swimming.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. It's all right.
James Taylor, Carolina in My Mind, I think that's the title of it. You know, and in my mind I'm going to Carolina. Can't you hear the sunshine?
Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Guess I'm gone to Carolina. She's a silver sun. You best walk her away and watch it shining. Watch her watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing now. I'm crying, ain't I? Gone to Carolina in my mind.
John Lennon's Imagine, for instance, when I hear that, I know that song so well, and as I'm swimming in the ocean, it's so familiar and so comforting.
Imagine there's no heaven. Seize if you try. No hell below us. Above us. Only sky.
Something that touches my heart when I need the relief. I can't think of anything else. You know, I go to these songs, and they're all the songs of my era.
You may say I'm a dreamer.
Just to let you know how it turned out, Diana Nyad got the okay from the State Department to head to Cuba to start the swim, but Cuban authorities were slow to agree. Winter waves and water temperatures have moved in, and Ms. Nyad last weekend postponed her swim until next summer. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.
I wonder if